There's a quiet tension that lives within many believers, a tug between a heart that burns with love for Yeshua, Jesus, and a fear of what might happen if we speak openly about Him, especially for those from a Jewish background or who are passionate about sharing with our nation Israel, with the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 10:5-6 and 15:24. This can be quite challenging. Questions arise. What will people think? Will my family understand? Am I equipped enough to explain what I believe? Yet the call to share our faith is not a burden, but a privilege. It is an invitation to partner with the God of Israel in His eternal plan of redemption. The story of Israel itself reminds us that God has always chosen people, ordinary people, to be His witnesses in the world. "You are my witnesses," says Adonai, "and my servant whom I have chosen," Isaiah 43:10. At its core, sharing our faith is about revealing God's faithfulness and truth to others. It's not about eloquence or debate. It's about love, obedience, and trust. When we truly grasp that God Himself is with us in this mission, courage begins to rise. Why we struggle to speak. Fear is not unique to our generation. It's a deeply human experience. We see it even in Scripture. When Moses stood before the burning bush, he hesitated to obey God's call because he felt unqualified to speak, Exodus 4:10. When Jeremiah was called to be a prophet, he protested, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young," Jeremiah 1:6. These great figures of faith remind us that hesitation is not failure. It's a natural response to the weight of calling. But God's answer to each of them was the same: "I will be with you." In modern times, the same truth holds. We might not face the same dangers the early apostles faced, but we often face rejection, ridicule, or misunderstanding. In Jewish and Israeli circles, believers in Yeshua sometimes face social exclusion or are viewed with suspicion. Yet many today have found quiet courage to live their faith authentically, and their testimonies are changing lives. Take, for example, Israeli musicians and filmmakers who boldly express their faith through creative art and media. Some have partnered with organizations like Israel Media Ministries, using music, film, and digital storytelling to bring the message of Yeshua back to His own people. They do it with wisdom, sensitivity, and compassion, not by preaching at others, but by showing the beauty and fulfillment of Israel's promises in the Messiah. Their courage is not loud, but it's steady. It reminds us that evangelism today can take many forms, through relationships, art, kindness, and consistent witness. What courage really means. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's faith in motion. It's choosing to act even when your hands tremble. The Hebrew word chazak means to be strong or to take hold of strength. God told Joshua, "Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go," Joshua 1:9. This same instruction echoes to us. We may not be crossing into the promised land, but we are stepping into conversations, relationships, and moments that require trust in God's presence. True courage grows not from personality, but from intimacy, from knowing that the God who called us will also sustain us. When fear whispers, "You can't," faith answers, "He can." Modern examples of faithful witness. In recent years, more believers in Israel have begun to speak openly about their faith in Yeshua. Young adults in Tel Aviv are gathering in Bible study groups, sharing scripture and worship songs in Hebrew. Some Jewish background believers use social media to discuss faith respectfully and thoughtfully, engaging others who are curious but cautious. Globally, believers in workplaces, universities, and even politics have begun finding ways to integrate their faith naturally, not by forcing conversations, but by living with integrity and compassion that draws questions. One notable example is when Israeli athletes or soldiers quietly share their faith journeys, explaining how prayer and trust in God give them peace amid challenges. They might not quote many scriptures, but their lives become a testimony. This mirrors what Yeshua said: "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden," Matthew 5:14. Courage can also be seen in simple daily choices: a student explaining why they celebrate Shabbat differently, a worker praying for a colleague, a mother teaching her children about Yeshua through the stories of the Tanakh. Small acts of faithfulness build the foundation of boldness. Finding courage in community. God never intended for His people to walk alone. In Jewish life, community, kehila, is central. It's within fellowship that we find strength, accountability, and encouragement. Ministries like Israel Media Ministries embody this principle. They create platforms where Jewish believers can see that they are not alone, that there's a vibrant, growing community of people who love Israel, honor the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and also believe that Yeshua is the promised Messiah. By sharing stories, music, and teaching that are rooted in Israel's culture and language, they make the message relatable and relevant. This approach not only strengthens faith among believers, but also opens hearts among those who are still searching. Steps toward boldness. If you're hesitant to share your faith, here are a few ways to begin. Pray for opportunities. Courage begins with prayer. Ask God to open doors and give you the right words when the time comes. Start with your story. People may argue with theology, but they can't deny your experience. Share what Yeshua has done in your life. Show love before you speak. In Jewish culture, deeds often speak louder than words. Kindness and integrity open hearts more effectively than debate. Equip yourself. Learn how to explain your faith clearly, using both the Tanakh and New Covenant writings. Ministries like Israel Media Ministries provide resources in Hebrew and English that can help. Remember, you are a witness, not a salesman. Your role is to testify. It is God who transforms hearts. When fear knocks, there will always be moments when fear tries to silence us. When that happens, remember how God encourages servants. To Moses, He said, "Who gave human beings their mouths? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." Exodus 4:11-12. To Jeremiah, He said, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you." Jeremiah 1:8. And to the disciples, Yeshua said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Acts 1:8. The same Spirit that empowered them empowers us today. Conclusion: the beauty of courageous faith. The courage to share your faith is not something you must manufacture. It grows naturally when you fall in love with God's truth and trust His Spirit to guide you. The story of Israel is one of persistence, of light shining even in exile, of faith surviving persecution, and of hope returning home. When we share the message of Yeshua, we join that story. We declare that God's promises to Israel are alive, that redemption is real, and that His love is for all. So if you are afraid, take heart. You are not alone. The same God who walked with Moses, Esther, and Shimeon, Peter, walks with you. Be strong and take courage. Speak with grace, live with love, and let your life reflect the light of the Messiah. Because sometimes courage is not found in a roar. It's found in a whisper that says, "Here I am, Lord, use me."